Good evening, Zimbabwe. You're listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Monday, August 26th, 2019. And this is Live Talk. I am Kip Stobe.
And I'm Jonga Kandemiri.
On Live Talk this evening, we are talking about President Emmerson Mnangagwa's stay in office a year after his installation as president on August 26th last year.
To join our discussion, phone us directly at 001-202-619-2077, and as usual, we call you back.
Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 meter mobile frequency and on the 4930-15460 kilohertz shortwave, Monday through Friday at 8 p.m.
On the internet, you can find us at www.voazimbabwe.com, at www.voashona.com, and at www.voindebele.com.
If you have just joined us tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk, we are talking about Zimbabwe today following the swearing-in of President Emmerson Mnangagwa as president last August.
There have been mixed feelings over President Mnangagwa's presidency, with the opposition saying he is worse than former President Robert Mugabe, he ousted in 2017 with the assistance of the military, ZANU-PF, parliament, and the masses before last year's presidential election.
Several people were gunned down in Harare a few weeks before Mnangagwa was sworn in, and then others were killed by the military in January this year following public protests over fuel price increases. This resulted in a national and international outcry over his presidency and atrocities committed by state security agents on unarmed civilians protesting as prescribed in Zimbabwe's constitution.
The United States, Canada, Australia, and other countries that imposed the targeted sanctions on former President Robert Gabriel Mugabe and his inner circle for alleged human rights violations and election rigging have also condemned Mnangagwa for his government's human rights violations. Several non-governmental organizations are currently accusing the government of human rights abuses after a violent crackdown on protesters over the deteriorating economic situation in Zimbabwe.
Indications are that the Zimbabwean economy is unlikely to recover anytime soon, with the Movement for Democratic Change led by Nelson Chamisa still insisting that Mnangagwa stole the presidential election last year in conjunction with the Zimbabwe Electoral Commission.
Supporters of the president are blaming the MDC for sabotaging the government following Mnangagwa's inauguration last year. What's your take on Mnangagwa's presidency and his government?
To join the show right now, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077. Siyabona ukuthi konapho engena wathembisa abantu ukuthi kunengi aza kwenza. So ke konapho ke khulume sisho njalo kwakukhanya sibili ukuthi umuntu ofuna ukusebenza kakhulu. Akuthi sike sizwe ku video lapho uthi. Siye kukhanya kazani ke kungani I video leyi asizwa kangako. So ke kodwa okwenzakala
nyaya iripo humbe ndiye ukuthi umthungamiri wenyika va Emmerson Mnangagwa vane gore vasarudzwa kuve mutungamiri wenyika. Musarudzo dziri kupikiswa nevanopikisa vebato reMDC inotungamirwa na Nelson Chamisa. Vari kuti a sarudzo dzakabirwa.
Bati vhere kwatonjwa vhere vabvimbe ncwi.
Asi gore ratokwana.
Labantu ukuchaiwa vachaiwa katesi nxa abantu vechengisene mugwagweni. Into ezinjalo kukanya kuyahlupa joko.
Kutyoro kwako kodzero dzevanhu.
Human rights abuse. Kunjalo foito.
Ndizvozvo.
Akuchela vanhu.
Amen regai tigonzwa asi chikuru chiripo ndechekuti gore rakwana gifts. Tinzwe kuti vari kuti.
Nokuti kambe singamuzi kuti uteni. Lapa sibona uyagita sibili umongameli.
Vari kupembera.
Abona.
I'm not oblivious to the many Zimbabweans from across the political, ethnic, and racial divide who have helped make this day and thus have legitimate expectations from the office now I occupy. I'm not oblivious to the many Zimbabweans from across the political, ethnic.
Yeah, loge ngumongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa. He's saying that, you know, he was affirming that is now the legitimate president.
Asivaru kutaura kuti pane tarisiro futi kubva kuana Zimbabwe from his office.
Yes.
Yes, so, legitimate expectations.
That's right. So we want to know exactly what he has done for Zimbabweans. We are lucky that we've got Mr. Tabang Nare, who is an in-studio guest today. He's a political analyst based in here in Washington. Mr. Nare, good evening and welcome to the program.
Good evening, Mr. Dube. Good evening, Mr. Kandamiri.
Thank you so much.
So 1 year after Mnangagwa was inaugurated president of Zimbabwe, what's your take on that?
Mr. Dube, Mr. Kandamiri, I'm very sad here to be testifying a year later after Mr. Mnangagwa was inaugurated that it would appear Mr. Mnangagwa has failed spectacularly. There was national goodwill. There was international goodwill. And Zimbabwe is worse off a year later after his inauguration. So you look at the political situation, you look at the economy, you look at the social. Now, if you look at the political situation, there is a long standoff. The Constitutional Court ruled that Mr. Mnangagwa was the winner of the election. A year later, we still don't have that judgment in writing. You know, you look at the economy, the inflation is going high by the day. There is no electricity, there is no gas, as in there is no petrol. You know, there are no passports. So service delivery has gone down, you know, to zero, essentially. The passport production, Zimbabweans are complaining. So life has become more unbearable for Zimbabweans. And so it's hard to imagine, you know, how we would judge and say Mnangagwa has done well. In fact, the whole idea that Zimbabweans are now saying that Mr. Mugabe, who ruled for 38 years, was doing better, is that in itself, you know, a vote of no confidence in Mr. Mnangagwa's leadership capabilities. The Mutlante Commission, the outcome of the commission, we haven't seen a follow-up on that. So people are not safe. The abductions, the arrests. You know, so it's very, very sad.
But there are some, Mr. Nare, who said that President Mnangagwa inherited an ailing economy and he needs time to rebuild that. If you compare his tenure with President Mugabe when he inherited leadership from Rhodesia, the economy, the Rhodesia economy, was growing and it was vibrant, unlike Mr. Mnangagwa when he took over from Mr. Mugabe. What do you say?
So what we've seen is just policy inconsistency, you know, where we're flip-flopping from the U.S. dollar to the Zim dollar, from the bond note, and then you are told some government services you'll pay in U.S. dollars. The expenditure, you know, government expenditure, we've seen a very, you know, high expenses in terms of Mr. Mnangagwa flying in and out of the country in an accounted for. A private jet, over 38 international trips done up to date. So, and in terms of command agriculture, we've seen the failure. We've seen $3 billion US dollars that cannot be accounted for. You know, we saw the permanent secretary of Ministry of Agriculture and other senior government officials testifying that, and apologizing to the nation. To say they don't know, they can't account some money.
But on that, Mr. Nare, especially on the command agriculture, that project was started around 2015 when President Mugabe was still in charge. Maybe we can partially exonerate President Mnangagwa. Let's welcome Mr. Magu. Mr.
Now let's welcome our second guest, and that is Mr. Farai Magu of the Center for Natural Resource Governance. He's based in Mutare. Mr. Magu, welcome to the program.
Thank you very much. Good evening.
Good evening, sir. So, what is your assessment of Mr. Mnangagwa's government since he was inaugurated president of the country last year?
Yeah, I think first I would like to look at the issue of civic liberties, human rights, and democracy. I think since he was re-elected last year, the country is actually backslidden in terms of democracy and the civic liberties. I refer to the increased militarization of the state institutions, the involvement of the military in policing the nation, the trigger-happy, you know, state apparatus, killing of people, shooting of people in present daylight, that is a backsliding because we've never witnessed that before. And then when we look at the economy, I think his biggest undoing is the failure to deal with corruption. When you look at it, ever since he came, he has been talking about fighting corruption. And from my assessment, when he took over power in November 2017, people had an opinion of saying, let's give him a chance. There was about 5 to 6 months where there was very limited criticism of Mr. Mnangagwa. People gave him an opportunity to establish himself, and they identified the loopholes, identified the criminals, and allowed the law enforcement agencies to do their job. But as time went on, people began to realize that the president himself is far removed from the daily battles and the realities that the ordinary Zimbabweans are experiencing every day.
Mm-hmm.
He's dependent for flying in chartered flights, even an aeroplane coming all the way from Dubai to fly him from Harare to Gweru. It clearly shows a president who is like Louis the 16th of France, who was so much removed from the realities and the problems which the ordinary person was experiencing.
Thank you. So,
okay.
Yeah, thank you so much. Hold on there. I think we are joined by a third guest, and that is Mr. Joseph Chuma of ZANU-PF. He used to be the MP for Phelandaba Mpopoma in Bulawayo. Mr. Chuma, welcome to the program.
Thank you very much. Good evening.
Yes. Hi,
Takasimba. We are fine. See you, Pila. Linjanwen.
I think that is your pillar, Dinosimba.
Thank you so much for joining us. Mr. Chuma, we are discussing about the first anniversary since Mr. Mnangagwa was sworn in as the president of Zimbabwe. And many people are giving different opinions. Some are of the opinion that he has dismally failed in his first year as president, while some are saying give him time. What's your position as a ZANU-PF member and also as a party?
I will not talk for the party because I'm not the spokesperson of the party, but I will talk on my own behalf as a citizen of Zimbabwe and probably as a member of ZANU-PF too. And what I will probably opine is that the president, since the new republic was ushered in last year, he has tried everything civil and everything humanly possible to make this thing work. He has opened up doors and tried by all means to engage as much as anyone who does care to listen and want to be part of the resuscitation of the economy of Zimbabwe. But unfortunately, while he has been at it, we've had prophets of doom. We've had the agents of regime change. We've had people that do not want this thing to work because of selfish reasons, of course, that if this thing works, then they become a forgotten in this whole equation of politics. So these people have definitely made it very, very difficult for the president to maneuver. And I will try and explain briefly why I say so. You see, for any economy to work or to be resuscitated or whichever term you'd want to put, there must be enabling and factors that make it actually happen. And the common denominator of those enabling factors is stability and peace. Mm-hmm. And once we get rid of that, we have then made sure that whatever we're trying to do shall not see the light of the day. Stability will mean that anybody would want to invest and they want to be part of that kind of situation or country. But when we subtract that, the stability and peace, then we've subtracted everything. No matter what you do, even if you bring a spin doctor, even if you bring the best president that you can think of,
be it
Obama, be it whoever, they'll never do anything to change the fortunes of Zimbabwe.
As long as we
remain with this kind of negativity.
Thank you so much, Mr. Chuma. Please do stay on the line. Give us a slim terrere.
Jackson Kumalo. Baba Kumalo, kunjani?
Siyaphila
Kumalo. So kulabo bantu abaningi abafuna ukungena ke namhlanje kuhlelo. So phosa lakho baba.
Okay. Engakutsho kaBuduze. Ukuthi ke nga sikhangelele ngohulumende khona ngithi. Imizamo yakhe ayibonakali ngempela ngoba abaningi kukakhulu elizweni leZimbabwe bagcina sebesithi hey, sasikhala sithi umdala uRobert laphana wayezele esihlukumeza, kodwa-ke okwamanje sibe kwenzima kakhulu ngoba isimo esisiliso kathesi sibikhuni kakhulu kokuthi asiyakwazi ngangafuna ukuthi ugcine intandane kumbe okhulu lakogogo abasasamukeli lesi simo esisiliso manje ikakhulu sikisezimbabwe lapha abantu besimbabwe basihlupheka
kakhulukumalo lapho ushuthi umgabe wayengcono.
So kwakathesi mhlawumbe umgabe wayengcono kakhulu ngephutha ekushiwo ngabantu abaningi ukuthi uhulumende kamgabe bebusa ngcono kakhulu and ma beshisa bethi ma bengabuyela uhulumende kamgabe ebe ngumelwane okhona umgabe yonke mhlawumbe ngajabula kakhulu.
Hhayi, siyakuzwa kakhulu Khumalo. Sicela ubambe kolapho ungayindawo mfowethu. Hhayi, sicela ukuthi usungaqhuma ucingo ube sulalela kithi abanye abathini. Siyabonga Khumza. So what Mr. Kumalo is saying is that Mr. Mugabe's government was far much better than Mr. Mnangagwa's.
Let's hear from Donald Mambo. Matina mkoma, Donald Mambo, mawari parunare, mkoma magadi.
Mkoma jonga na mkoma kizi, wasera fi.
Ayu wataskwira is, nyayatru kurukura ndofunga mainzi kwa tipe yu wafungwa zenyu. Mungo tidimu mkoma, maka sadimura, ati gone usu kudimurira yu mime, ati zepa muno fana kudimura napu.
Kora isu mkoma. Gore ndibatsire yo pamezi ndahiringika gore muri kutaura muri venga richibhabha api richibhubira papi
musi wa 26 August gore rapera after sarudzo dzemusi wa 30 July vamunangagwa ndopa vakatoreswa mhiko yekuve president saka ndopa tiri kutora gore ipa
asingoti nguva yacho yakatodarika yo gore chimboverenga yopa vakasvitsa hawo papi.
Aiwa tinoverenga musi wavatora mhiko musi wa 26 August 2018 na nasi 2019 saka gore rakwana.
Hayo hapana kuipa hapo ndaida ngonje. Asi shinoveta leke kuti pamagarire vanhu mukoma jonga hapana chatichataona hacho. Gore haringa varakwana. Kuitara kwa maita asi pamashandi pamagarire vanhu ha hapana gore. Ngo ngo tendera pamwe papo. Ndakatonyaita we. Panipa vakatora ivo vazivi. Ndozandiriona hangu songoti hapana hapo chachinja pamararamiro evanhu namo chiripo chavanoti arikuta kundinyuwa ya
pane vamwe vari kuti ndofunga nguva yava mugabe yanga iri nani imi munotiwo
ukatodzamisa funga ndipaunoati ndeinewo ndotoona sekudaro nokuti ikokora yangashita mari pakabvisa vamugabe ndizvo zvine yavangita mari bhazi raita mari kubva kwedu kumasvimbo endarare ndizvo rangita mari saka ukada kutarisa dhizhiri yachitombowanikwa magetsi angati saka handisi kuti vanga vakanaka
Thank you so much, Mkoma. Thank you so much, Mkoma Donald. So, in a nutshell, we are saying nothing has changed. Okay, that's Mkoma Donald Mamboma, one of our regular callers from South Africa. He's saying that there is nothing to evaluate, nothing has changed. Yes.
So
and he was not sure whether we are looking at from which year, because he says Mr. Mnangagwa was in office since 2017.
No, I'm looking after the election.
Yes,
so
that's why we explained to him. But he's saying that there's little you can say has changed. Unless you think deeper, then you can compare whether President Mugabe was better or President Mnangagwa.
So that point, to say who was better, the former president or Mr. Mnangagwa, people are expressing those kind of feelings. They're saying Mr. Mugabe was better.
Mr. Mugabe made an impression. Mr. Mugabe was a learned man. He chose his lieutenants very carefully. Of course, at the end, it was a disaster. But we know that Mr. Mnangagwa was Mr. Mugabe's enforcer. You know, but in terms of some, you all know the history, that up to 1897, the perception is that Zimbabwe did well, the economy was growing, but thereafter and into the land redistribution program, that's when things started falling apart. And even the War Veterans Compensation Fund, all those things were under Mr. Mugabe. So it's said that Mr. Mnangagwa, who's 76 years old, can be compared to a 94-year-old, and you're told the 94-year-old, in terms of performance in an executive office, was doing better.
Yeah.
You know?
Ngaso kubeka ngesindebele sibili. Lapho ubona zani wayengcono ngubi. Abantu bantu bakhuluma ukuthi owayengumongameli uMgabe wabulala abantu ngokutsho kwabo nge-ground.
Yeah.
So kuzobuya kantisa abantu sebebulewe yeye. Kodwa abantu bathi abaningi okwedlula lesiyana isikhathi. So khonapho nxa sokubeka sokuthiwa nongcono kulomunye uyabo kubeka ngaphi?
Akulusizi khona khonokho ukuthi vele sokumele siqathanise ukuthi ongcono uMgabe lo uMnangagwa ngubani. Yeah. Esikubonayo ukuthi uMgabe uthe sephuma ikakhulu ngesikhathi se-inclusive government. Abantu babengatshaywa ezitaradini. You know, abantu babengatshontshwa ebusuku evuke ekuseni umuntu esemangobongobo elinye eselimele. So uMgabe uthe eseqeda kulokho kade ngani usengcono. But ubaba Mnangagwa uthe esengena nanku abantu sebedujule esitridini. Asikubonanga kusenzakala uMgabe. Loba sikwazi ukuthi babebulawa abantu, especially nge-Gugurawond, uMgabe esesekhona. So zimpila zantabanye, kulisizi kakhulu ukuthi silabakhokheli abanje, abakhokheli abangathandi uluntu lwabo, abakhokheli abangathandi isizwe sabo. Ngoba kuyasiyangisa kakhulu, asikuthandi ukwenzakala eZimbabwe, you know. So kubuhlungu, kubuhlungu.
Yes, siyakuzwa kakhulu ke ngizokuthiwa silobaba lapha ecingweni. Kodwa sithathe ke uTsebokang Nare, ngizongani ukuthiwa nguNare. Nare, kunjani ecingweni?
Undlovu.
Oh, kuthiwa nguNdlovu. Baba Ndlela, kunjani?
Ngiyaphila linjani?
Siyaphila Ndlela, ungaphi khonapho useGoli?
Hayi, ngisesiphezini esidulini sasenhlo zamandla, igama nguNdazula kahle kahle.
Ye, Ndazula uyaphila?
Angiyaphila but ngihlunga enhliziyweni.
Yeah, phosela kuba.
Yabona lo baba oceda ukukhuluma lo unyamhlonipha kakhulu indlela ayibiza ngayo uMnangagwa uthi ubaba, uMnangagwa asobaba. Ngoba into ekhona angiboni ukuthi ukhona ubaba ongathi ebona abantu bakhe behlukunyezwa, behlukumezeka empilweni ayenze kanje akuvumele kusiya phambili kokwenzakalayo. Right now isigayo i-$5 lapho ngikhona manje. So kusho ukuthi kusiyafika uDisemba sele siphila sinjani kahle kahle.
Ngozema
lo upresident osibusa manje akasenzeli kahle please. Ngaka kuyenzakala uNkulunkulu angazi ukuthi why esesidla eNandos. Thina sathi sikhula sasiza ukuthi uNkulunkulu akadli eNandos but now kuthengise uyayila ngoba akasiboni ukudumeza isiko khona eZimbabwe.
Kuyahlupa futhi. Kuyahlupa.
Kunzima esikikho. Ngikhuluma manje ngibuhlungu enhlizweni. Ngihamba lapho engihamba khona i-dust ingishaya izinamathelo zaseqolo. Basithembisa abantu bazilungisela imigwaqo. Basithembisa abantu bazifakela amasola. Sidonse amanzi ngamasola. But asikuboni konke lokhu. Kodwa shuwa basenzelani.
Akula niks ba.
Akula into ekhona. URobert Mugabe sabusa isingo sasiyi-9%. Manje lokuthi sibe khona izinto asasitholi so siyaphila njani singatholi singo sokuthi abantwana bangayiphethe bese esikolo
hathi sokuthiwa kumele lipheke izinkwa kusebenzisa iziphala leziyana ozazi iziphala lezi okuthiwa kumele lisebenzise
into esiyifunayo eZimbabwe ukuthi sikhululeke njengamanye amazwe mina ngingahambi ne-South Africa ngabona ukuthi i-government yangale iyenza ngcono umuntu ole-65 years uyaphiwa imali okuthi ehlale phansi edle ngcono umuntu ozaliwe namhlanje esiyakwanisa 18 years ule mali yakhe ingena ebanki ukuthi mayiqeda ekwanisa 18 years lana ekwanisa ukuthatha imali ebanki enze something ayifisayo empilweni why government yakithi eZimbabwe ingakwenza khona lokho
hayi siyakuzwa kakhulu ndathi sibonge kakhulu ungathina kusasa baba
hayi lami ngibongile but ngibuhlungu kakhulu
hayi siyakuzwa kakhulu ndathi siyabonga ba yeah so that's Mr. Ndathi in Matabeleland South. So he's saying that, you know, Alhaji Mugabe's time, during Alhaji Mugabe's time, when he left. Bread was 90 cents.
90 cents.
Now there's no bread.
But now Mr. Mnangagwa's yeah. government has brought innovation. They can bake those, their own those, bread.
Yeah. Oh, of course, yeah.
You can bake their own bread.
Maybe we hear from Mr. Chuba.
Well, before we go to Mr. Chuba, let's hear from Mkoma Pearson. Mkoma Pearson, Magadi.
Tinofara, Magadi.
Tirowa penyi, mrukufo na mrukupi?
South Africa.
South Africa. Nyaheri mudariro, ndiyo tirukutarisa goreba mnanga guava piwa watora mikwe kupinda pachigaro. Chwe mkuwe mtungamiri wenyika.
Ya, tinozivona, but inisa maonero angu. Wakagagwa, nguwa ya wamu gabe ya ito wa nani, wamu gabe ya ito wa nani pana wamu nangagwa. Wamu nangagwa, wabize feila. Kari, kana tichita ura, munu akone uwe, sabisika patike jisira ndi wamu nangagwa.
Mkoma Pearson, wakawanda warukuti, vamu warukuti, iye zvino zvinhu zvichiri nani, zvichienzaniswa na 2007, 2008, inowe nguva vamu gabe ya wakanga wari pachigaro.
Titauru za 2008, tinotaura zvenguva mu, nguva yakapinda vamu nangagwa, iwo makore maviri, chero mukati gore rimwe ravasita nhasi, but musure vakatonga futi kubva 2017. Saka goreva vaita zvino tova wesi pavakatopinda zvaiva zviri nani saka zvino zvatonyanyisa kuchata zvinhu zvacho.
Chii chikuru chamuri kuti chanyokanganisika? Inyaya ipi, mitengo yezvinhu zvematongerwo enyika kana kuti zveupfumi?
Mukuru wangu, zvose hapana chisina zvose zvinhu zvakaipa. Chero pakabva vamugambe zvematongerwo enyika chaizvo zvanga zviri nani. Munhu waigona kutaura chero pamusoro peMDC usingashungurudziwi. Zvino ike zvino kungofungidzigwa. Vanhu vanonyangarisiwa, vanhu vanotugwa usiku. Saka kana iri mari hakuna zvinhu zviri kudhura. Petro zuva nezuva iri kukwira. Sunday, every Monday, petro iri kukwira. Isati tambozviona kubva pakatonga vamugambe 38 years. Wachitonga, saka yake zimu wesu wesu mnanga baize faila. Kari angaru mwe munu, aitori zaima, so aiva nani.
Tinotenda shukuru Mkoma Pearson, ndofunga varu kushinzikiro wega advice.
Icho pati maita basa wesu zinsefe, na hawa mnanga baba bile azito iti azit. Chero wakaba votera chwe wano toona, akafara nende nubata mai msu wa 17 November 2017 yao. Tati singa ndo zikuti zimisha dai.
Zaka oma, tinotenda shukuru rega yetu kunzwa kuwa darwati now. Gifts that Mkoma Pearson is calling from South Africa. He is saying that Mr. Mnangagwa has failed. And he said Mr. Mugabe was better. He was far much better. And he said during Mugabe's era, everything was available.
Yes, so let's go to Mr. Maku. Just briefly, Mr. Maku, what's your take on what callers are saying?
I slightly disagree with them when they say Mugabe was better. My view is that Mugabe is the mentor of Emmerson Mnangagwa. They were part and parcel of the government from the beginning in 1980. So one of the biggest lies that we need to disabuse ourselves from is that there is a second republic. There is no second republic in Zimbabwe. It's a continuation of Mugabe's era. It's a continuation of Mugabe's style of governance, stifling democracy, ruling by the gun, thinking that they have title deeds for this country, whereby they managed to obtain these title deeds when we got independence in 1980. So we are seeing the ruling elites, they are living a very luxurious life. There is no business they are doing in Zimbabwe which earns the money. No business. How are they getting this luxurious lifestyle? They are robbing the central bank.
someone sent money from the diaspora to their sick and dying relatives in Zimbabwe. The ZANU-PF people are going to steal that money from the financial system. And instead of that money, they want to give that sick person the useless toilet paper, which they call the bond note.
Okay, let's leave it there. Mr. Mako, we'll come back to you. Let's leave it there. Let's go to Mr. Chuma. Briefly, Mr. Chuma, your reaction to all that. Mr. Joseph Chuma.
This is going to be my last contribution.
Yes, yes.
I won't be here after this.
No, that's right.
Like I said, and I'll still maintain it, the fundamentals of growing an economy needs people that do not play politics.
Mm-hmm.
What is happening now is that people are just playing politics and hate game, and all they are good at is just say, ZANU-PF this, ZANU-PF that, ZANU-PF that. And they forget that what are they themselves doing wherever they are? Because ZANU-PF does not own, okay, Zimbabwe does not own TM Hyper, but yet TM Hyper has increased prices in their shelves, but they've not increased salaries for their workers. ZANU-PF not in a papi papo. I mean, it's just as government, at least we are trying, as you saw just recently, truly is trying to raise civil servant salaries so that at least it matches with what is happening in our country. What is happening is that we've moved from that dollar era to the Zimbabwe dollar era, which means that now there's that rating of 1 to almost 10 or 10 point something. So definitely, what it means is that when goods then migrate from 90 cents, like for example, bread, 90 cents to $9, the salary of that till operator must move from $300 to $3,000. Then after that, it will be easy for that person to afford to buy that, loaf of bread. But people are not doing that. People are not coming to play game. And that's the problem that we have. We are politicizing everything. Let's remove those political jackets and put on developmental jackets whereby we put Zimbabwe first, and then whatever party you come from second, then you will see real change. When Nelson Chamisa finally acknowledges that this is a legitimate president, because he is actually recognized everyone, as you speak, he's going to Japan as the president of Zimbabwe, not as a president of ZANU-PF. So he is accepted, simple and finished and clear. So everyone accept that. Let's move and develop Zimbabwe together. I humbly accepted the defeat. Look, I'll even support the guy who is coming, an MDC fellow who is coming there. I'll support him. That's the spirit that people need to have. Not his own selfish
Nekukara. Yeah, I think Mr. Chonga has got a question for you just before he leaves.
Yes, I wanted to look at the issue of human rights. Some people are saying that human rights abuse has risen during President Mnangagwa's tenure.
Right. If I may ask you this, what is the problem? I think that these are deliberate moves that are being done by people who are just wanting to tarnish the image of Mr. Mnangagwa and the government and ZANU-PF. Why would really ZANU-PF or Mr. Mnangagwa or the government want to go in the adopt a wonderful lady like this comedian, Jela Anansi Gomez. For what? To gain what? What mileage are we going to get from there? It's a simple mechanism that is at play here. So that this government is tainted and is painted with all the wrong elements that we can ever think of. Just so that...
Mr. Chuma, before you leave, Mr. Chuma, if these abductions are stage managed, as some are claiming, why are the police not acting? Why are they not bringing to book those culprits?
The police are trying to act like you heard a statement from the police spokesperson who was actually saying that they are trying by all means to actually investigate these things. But now, you see, these people are said to be coming up, coming in wearing masks and stuff like that. So the victims are not even identifying them, and then it becomes difficult. Could you talk about what in DNA and stuff like that? But definitely, I am telling you that the government is definitely seeing this playing thing. Someone is just trying to play dirty. Someone is just trying to make sure that nothing good is said about the government of Zimbabwe. While the president goes out there to try and bring revenge, people are making sure that, no, this thing must not work. And they are trying by all means to definitely make sure that it won't work. But I'm telling you, one day, the long arm of the law is going to catch up with other people. And mm-hmm. Look, whoever is that is doing that must stop doing that, because you are beating up people for what? You are actually bringing fear into homes and families for what? It's not necessary. Let's not play this kind of game again. Let's play good politics, whereby we all go evenly. And if I win, I win. If I lose, I'm a Zambian. Accept that. Simple.
Thank you.
Sour losers. That's all I'm asking for.
Thank you so much, Baba.
Siyabonga kakhulu ke Baba Chuma, wathina lakusasa. Uchuma lapha uyakhuluma sibili. Now let's get to Mr. Gary Tola Jackson. He's here in USA. I think he's in Texas. Baba Jackson, kunjani?
Ngiyaphila bobo balinjani.
Siyaphila kakhulu sibili. Isikhathi sethu lamhla kungani sinzima. Siyakunika umzuzu wakho and a half. Akuphosela kuba.
Oh, into yokuqala nje benza sure ukuthi since umnanga kwethu ke umbuso laphana usehlulekile ukwehluleka sikile okusezingeni eliphezulu. Ake sikhangele nje iviki eliphelileyo sibona lapha bekhuluma about 1.9 billion esafuthwa iyabolekwa, ukuboleka imali usiyabhadala isikweletu. Waboleka imali ufuna ukubhadala leso sikweletu ngokuyaboleka, ikwehluleka kakhulu okuphezulu lokho. Kuyabonisa ukuthi they are clueless when it comes to governing the country. And then, who comparison, yokuthi kambe sibona ngathi umnangagwa lo mgabe ngoba lobe ngcono phakathi kwabo. Hayi bakithi, umnangagwa is still mugabe. Kuthi nje face lapha, that imigabe yizimo elokhu ikhona lapha. Umnangagwa kakula nto ayaziyo since kusukela ngo-1980 ayeyazi, ngaphandle kokuba ngumfana kamgabe. He was the person who has been supervising and planning ama-brutality yenziwa pho, human rights violations, ama-addictions, ama-personal things abo. Sike sabona manje akathi uMajong ufile manje wayethi kahlekakatshiswa izibuni beba ngenkazana. I mean, there's nothing new lokhu nje. You can't compare these two because they are one thing. We are fana lomthakathi lemkhoba yakhe. Imkhoba kayisebenzi ingekho, umthakathi kangeka lo imkhoba yakhe ingekho. So umgabe wayengumthakathi, umnangagwa wayeyindova kamgabe. It's one thing. Akula nto etshintshayo lapha.
Hayi, siyabonga. Siyabonga kakhulu le mzekeliso yakho leyo. Ungadinelwa kusasa la.
Okay,
bye-bye. So there you are. He's saying that Mugabe is as much as Mr. Mnangagwa in terms of how they're acting. And he says Mr. Mnangagwa was Mr. Mugabe's boy. So it's the same thing, you know.
It's that so, blanket called the two-in-one.
Yeah, or
it's one blanket.
A brand new second hand. So now let's turn to Mr. Nali. Mr. Nali, we know that you have to leave shortly.
Yes.
Like you requested, like Mr. Chuma. So in a nutshell, where is Zimbabwe heading with such a president?
I think it's very difficult to imagine. The churches have spoken. The churches spoke and they said they are willing to facilitate dialogue. Mm-hmm. You know, genuine dialogue. You know, but Mr. Mnangagwa has preferred to have his own Pollard puppets.
Mm-hmm.
You know, people that do not represent really anyone other than themselves. Mm-hmm. And we have Mr. Chamisa there, who gained a significant share of the vote, and he claims to have won the elections in 2018.
Mm-hmm.
And what we need is a regional mediator. We need someone, maybe Mr. Cyril Ramaphosa. We really don't trust Mr. Thabo Mbeki, you know, after what he did in 2008. But we need a mediator who will come in and facilitate the dialogue.
Mm-hmm.
But some of the things are very simple. They are in Mnangagwa's purview. You know, something as simple as appointing a competent Reserve Bank governor.
Mm-hmm.
We know there have been leakages at the Reserve Bank. Mm-hmm. And his attitude has been that, I will appoint whom I want to appoint, whether or not you like him. We saw it in the case of Sakos, the MP, there in Manicaland.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the people were not happy with him. And Mnangagwa said he doesn't really care about it. He says as long as Sakos pleases him, he will have him. So that's not the type of leadership that we need. We need servant leadership. We need someone who has a listening ear, who will listen to business, who will listen to the churches,
mm-hmm.
who will listen to the ordinary person on the street, and who will protect the people of Zimbabwe. We love that country. It's our country. It's our home, mm-hmm. you know. And so it really embarrasses us. So it was done between 2009 and 2013. You know, you don't have to reinvent the wheel. Bring some stability, you know, at the Reserve Bank.
Mm-hmm.
You know, bring, you know, security. Let be the citizens be secure. And protest. If someone wants to protest, you know, let them protest, you know. Let them share their grievances and hear their grievances. So under Mr. Mnangagwa's leadership, the future looks very bleak. The unfortunate thing is he had been given the chance. He asked for a chance and he was given the chance. But he squandered it. He squandered it. And having squandered it, when people are telling him you squandered your chance, he's now allowing the people to be beaten. He's talked about it before, that people are going to be beaten. He talked about Kandemiri. You know, the whip in Emunyu.
Emunyu.
Yes. Shamu in Emunyu. We are seeing that Shamu in Emunyu. Chishandiswa, Chiroa, Vanavig Zimbabwe. Why?
So we remember that when he came in the first place, it was via Operation Restore Legacy.
Yes.
And they talked about arresting criminals and all those kind of things. Where are the criminals?
We don't know where the criminals around the president are. We hear that Mr. Kasuku Were, who was reported to be one of the criminals, has been acquitted. You know, where are the criminals?
Okay. I think we have a caller. Tina Mkoma Obvious. Waruparunare. Mkoma Obvious, Magadi.
Magadi.
Takasimba, murufona murukupi?
Victoria Falls.
Victoria Falls. Eh, nyayari kukurukuru wa mainzwa iyo. Gore, wamunanga kwa wagazi kwa kuwe mtunga miru wenyika. Tipe ufungwa zenyi.
Okay. No. In the Tower Nation and then the Tower and the Verand.
Yeah, you're right. This is Dream Beer.
Yeah. Okay. I mean, it's a money wrong one. It's a puppy in your kind. It's just Yaratos is a Ghana. A Panam Siano and Rugona Mugare and Nanga one. We are still at the same position. A Panam Siano. Because look now, Papa was at 100 days before was at inauguration and it. Apana chatagana chakashanu kani. So and one progress is it. Jiko ramba chitamba. Then the guy was under there and it.
Churu ende 30 seconds.
Right, magatere.
Yeah, chakatere.
Right, now don't have an end.
Pump as well, pump.
Hello?
Yeah, pump and void, Kulum.
Right. Yeah, I'm born in the school. In yoga, you know, it has to be cut. You keep people alive. So you play to my point. Yeah, I would have to go to change out. The locust is to make a living. I would have to change out.
So, about what to bear? About what to bear?
I look at Supega and attention to 37 years. I'm born in Metro Nazar and Supega. Looking Supega, no one has a 7 line. I wouldn't ever betay you to a Kayu to 7 years. I feel I'm 7 years. I would not invite the temperature of 30 years. The Lugas, 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 the
Hai siyabonga kakhulu ke yes siyabonga kakhulu ke mfowethu ungathini lokusasa
siyabonga kakhulu
okay good bye bye so just briefly before you leave Mr. Nare seeing what is happening in Zimbabwe right now in terms of human rights violations we've seen some countries condemning the president and so forth are you seeing the international community imposing more targeted sanctions.
We already saw the ambassador designate to Tanzania, yes, Anselm Sanyatwe being targeted. So, and the more we see these human rights violations, it is likely that some people are going to be targeted, you know, including some of the spin doctors, you know, who are misinforming people. That possibility exists,
and that's which is sad, doom for Zimbabwe.
Which is sad because we want the sanctions to go. You know, but if on the ground what is happening is that the human rights violations are escalating, you know, that is just wrong. So Mr. Mnangagwa should stop his international trips. He should go back home, go to Mutare, go to Gweru, go to Maswingo, go to Bulawayo, Plumtree, Gwanda, and engage with the people. And listen to the people. There is an African saying that inkosi inkosi ngabantu. You know, you need to listen to the people. And having listened, then go and implement the best of what they say. Zimbabweans are not short of ideas on how their country can be developed. Yes. And we need to stop the corruption, plug the leakage of government revenue. Right now, this Chivayo guy took the $5 million Mm-hmm. You know, and he's gone scot-free. There's no project that was accomplished, and there's no solar electricity being produced. You know, so it's that stewardship, you know, where if something has been given to you in trust, you know, you take good care of it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so Mr. Mnangagwa has serious homework to do.
Thank you so much.
Absolute pleasure. Thank you.
Yes, Tombu Gopna Magu, Vamagu, Nerimirwa, my Monoti, Nenya, Zutipa, Negore, Vamnangagwa, Varbashgar. Hello, Vamagu.
Ikana. Hello.
Taurang.
Dandi Chiki Vamnangagwa, Kundikana, Kundikana, Commander of Quatic, Kutikana, Ivo, the Avachakan Sakutaura, Nevan, Zimbabwe. I think. Vasvika patingati muchirungu a point of no return. Kurohwa kurikuitwa vanhu takawana vanhu vachirohwa vana mai vachirohwa nevana zera revana vavo kana vazukuru vavo vanhu vachisenda mustreet zvichiratidzwa paseriesi izvozvo zvachama kuwedzera mukaha uri pakati pehurumende yavamunangagwa nevanhu kunyange vamwe vanhu vanga vachivapa yatingati benefit of doubt iko zvinezvi avachina kana neri murumo vakunyatsa kunzidzisa kuti vamunangagwa vari kuti it's our turn to eat ivo neshamwari dzavo saka urombo huri munyika iko zvinezvi nekufamba kwavari kuita vachihaya ndege vachiita sei vachiita sekunge ndivana Donald Trump wekuti vanenge vachifamba nezimuhwani mumhepo imomo nyika isina chinhu vachitora mari dzemunyika muno vachiendesa nakuzvipatara kuna ana China kuna ana Chivenga asi vanhu vachifa nezvirwere zvinorapika muno muZimbabwe nekuti zvipatara zvedu hazvina mushonga vakoti vedu nevana chiremba havasi kubhadharwa zvese izvo zvinoratidza kuti vamunangagwa havana hanya nevanhu munhu ari kuzviraramira iye saka sekutaura kwaita vanare dai anga ari umwe munhu aimbowana time yekuita stop and listen womboita reduce matips ake kutenderera kupasi rese rimwe dambudziko zvekare ranofanira kuti agadzirise Zimbabwe inyika yakaropafadzwa nezviwanikwa zvakawanda vamunangagwa ngavarege kutamba nemakoronyera sezvavakaita kwamarange kuti vakadzorera kambani inonzi Anjin yakataurwa nevabiti kuti haina kana kubiri yayakabhadhara kuhurumende kubva muna 2009 kusvika muna 2013 ikazodzingwa nevamugabe muna 2016 ichinzi yanga iri part of the looting ye 15 billion vamunangagwa vakati kambani iyoyo ngaidzokere muzimbabwe takaona zvekare vachitora kambani inonzi yekubelarus ikanzi ngau yekuno itange kuchera munzizi dzedu zvekuti after about 5 to 10 years uchaona kuti nzizi dzedu dzinenge dzazara madhaka nekuda kwekambani yekubelarus iyoyo saka vakasagadzirisa zvinhu izvozvo votaura nesu vagari vana vemuzimbabwe kuti toita sei kuti nyika iende mberi handioni paine chava chabuda nacho chicheo chine punduso vachangoendawo senzira yakaenda vamugabe
yekuti
ami ichasvikawo pataimu yekuti vakuru mahaliability kwatiri vonongedzerwa futi zvakaitwa mumwe wavo.
Thank you so much, Wamagu. Ramba nyimiro parunare Gibbs. I think we have a caller.
Yes, lo mbongeni econgeni. Mbongeni kunjani? Baba mbongeni sakubona.
Yebo ngiyaphila baba.
Ye, unjani?
Ngiyaphila.
Ye, akuchu kutolo ubona njani udaba lolu?
Alo udaba lolu lubuhlungu kakhulu ngoba umnangagwa kahle kahle vele yena wahlule kadala from kulomgabe vele izani uphefu vele ishuleka mina so le nto le ngiyayibona vele ukuthi ayinako change ukhona vele lapha mina enye into enkulu ukuthi abantu abayeke nje ukuthi basole izani uphefu hey izani umnangagwa wenze so asizihlolenini thina ngokwethu ngoba izani uphefu ivotelwa yithi abantu abavotela ngomnangagwa bavotela izani uphefu so izano profile iqala ukufuleka manje kudala yahluleka from umgabe thatha umbuso ngo 1980 akunanto esayibonisa enzeka So abantu lento ukuthi bakhale manje lethi mnangakho yahlubeka umgabi lebetha ayinto engekho leyo sokungathi singabantwana abancane abantu bekhulile babantu abadala abantu bezibabheke ngendlela abangathi bahlakaniphe ngakhona kodwa into abayenzayo mina kangiyiboni ngoba ngamanje ukhetha imali ubika khophana eZimbabwe abantu mnangakho bamvotela kodwa abantu bakhala ngokuhlupheka ikuphi ukuhlupheka kwakhona bakhala ngakho izani ukuphepha mina ngiyayithanda ngempela yenza into ezile iyenza njengezane PF izani ukuphepha ichange umthetho iyashaya iyabulala abantu iyarobha ukhetho yenza konke kodwa irobha ukhetho ivile abantu babe beyivotele so abantu bezimbabwe bayeke ukukhala umnangakho uzoqhubeka isebenza njengendlela vele izani ukuphepha evele isebenza ngayo nankayana amakhampani avaliwe ngubani umuntu ongayiboniyo ukuthi amakhampani avaliwe lapha abantwana abaye esikolo amatisha kawabasebenzi yonke into iyakhuphuka nje seyikhuphuka injalo from kumgabe ukuvele kukhuphuka kunjani akuzange kuchange kokuthi uma ngabe sokuthe kuvotela umnangagwa kuzochange izinto abantu bezibabhe mina ngazi ukuthi uthi abayebebona leyo nto ukuhlupheka lokho kunje mina ngikubona nje kuyinto e-right siyazenzela thina abantu okuthi sikhale ngomnangagwa sikhale ngobani vele izani njalo vele.
Thank you.
Hayi siyabonga Mbongeni.
Endlini bendithembele kuzana ukuthi ukuthi izani zenzani. Udubeka kuzoqhubeka kunjalo sizobona kuphela ukuthi kuzenzakala kuzofika
kuphi. Yes, siyabonga kakhulu Mbongeni. Ye ungathina kusasa baba. Siyabonga.
Eh tunza vathi namukoma Edison Paris vari parunhare. Ukoma Edison muchingoti dimo tinemwe muteereri futi ari parunhare tipeyo pfungwa dzenyu.
Munoona mukoma ka.
Eh.
Va pamwe mnangagwa vakashandisa vanhu vakademonstratisa vamugabi vakabvisa vamugabi iye manje ivo vaakurambidza vanhu kuti vademonstrate ivo vachiti vatadza kutungamirira nyika vaakutuma mapurisa vachirova vanhu vopfekedza mapurisa vano masoja vopfekedzwa mbatya dzemapurisa vachirova vanhu vachiti vanhu hatidi kuti vademonstrate asi ivo vaidemonstratira vakaivadademonstratira tikabvisa vamugabi nhasi vaakunzi vamunangagwa matadza vaakuti vanhu ngavarohwe vanhu ngavapfurwe
asi
tashungurudzwa muno muzimbabwe
mukoma Hepson tichiteera nhoroondo yekubviswa kwavamugabe bato rezanupf rinoti ndo rakabvisa vamugabe nokuti ndo vakanga vaakuimpicha vamugabe muparamendi hazvinei nekufora vakaita vanhu
vanodaro asizvo ivo vaitaura musi watakaenda isusu kuhighfield vakataura kuti pano takaungana muhighfield munhu wese ari muhighfield mumazimbabwe grounds vakati pano hatinei nebato rezanupf hatinei nebato remdc vanhu vemuzimbabwe ndo varamba utungamiriri hwaamugabe
ndopandamunzwa mumwe achitaura kuti tanzi pakapembererwa inonzi ngozi vachifunga kuti muzivo
ichokwadi mukoma takapemberera nyika yese tichiti zvinhu zvaakutifambira muno munyika tikaona zvinhu zviri zvaakutoita wese nhasi fuel elita muno muzimbabwe ya $10.32
That is in Harare, Victoria Falls, diesel $10.86. Maita basa zvikuru mukoma Epson regai titore tinemwe muteereri.
Tinotenda mukoma.
Thank you so much.
Yes, Baba Kaunda. Baba Kaunda, kunjani?
Right.
Yeah, akuto Kaunda, zvaalupanzi kakuru inda.
Angazi mhlawumbe bengayibambanga kahle kunjani manje
yesungcono ye unibona njani lokho kwenzakala
heyi kubi kakhulu uve esikhathini sonke and mina kangivumelani ngendaba yokuthi khona singathi khona isikhathi asithile sisilutshwana why esikhathini sonke esilutshwana ukwanise uwenza idisaster emore than umuntu okusese that 38 years yena ngalesi sikhathi esilutshwana but uwone modern mlano obusetheki-8 years and angeyithi umgabo bengcono kulale umuntu lo mdala lo mnyaka ngani ngoba uteacher uyasifundisa umntwana abe yi-president babe ngile so angeyithi i-president lo uhlakaniphe
siyakuzakhulu ke mfowethu, ungathina kusasa siyabonga.
Ngiyabonga baba, thank you.
Thank you so much. Mr. Kaunda is saying in the shortest possible time that Mr. Mnangagwa has been in power, he has done so much damage that it is more than what Mr. Mugabe did in 38 years. So he says he has done so much in terms of bad things.
But,
so
I can argue on his behalf.
Yeah.
They are blaming sanctions. Sanctions. Ndo ziri kukonzera kuparara kwesiko pfumi nekuoma kwezvinhu.
Mr. Maku, so this issue of sanctions, is it the one that is causing havoc in Zimbabwe, or it is a governance issue?
Not at all. Ma sanctions, mingati nini ndo ya wano shandisa, sechimuti chekuhwanda nacho. But tikada kuti tizvitarise haasi masanctions akaita kuti pabi 15 billion yakakwamarange, haasi masanctions akaita kuti hurumende ipe an ex-convict Wikinyelo Chivayo $5 million tender yekuti anogadzira solar project yekugwanda. Haasi masanctions akaita kuti vana Ignatius Chombo vabe mastendi all over the country. Zvakawanda zviri kuitika munyika muno mumwe vanasakunda vaye vachinotora mari kureserve bank of Zimbabwe zviri pamutemo haasi masanctions iwayo. Saka mukada kuti mutarisi ngatarise kuti vamunangagwa vhaka vakapinda mupower muna 2017 tikatarisa Zimbabwe yese vatenga mota inodarika ndofunga 1500 matwinkembo ma Ford Ranger for ZANU-PF party. Masanctions iwo aripo. Sei vasiri kukwanisa kushandisa uchenjeri ihwohwo kutenga maambulensi ekuti vanhu vatakurwe, kushandisa uchenjeri ihwohwo kutenga madrugs ekuti vanhu varapwe, vanhu vararama vemuZimbabwe. Sei masanctions ari kutadzisa asiri kutadzisa vamunangagwa kuti vabhururutse vachivenga vachivaendesa kuChina vachinovarapisa ikoko for several months. Saka tinoona kuti masanctions ari kumonyeserwa munyama wemasanctions. Dambudziko guru remunyika muno muhuri corruption, neyatingati impunity yekuti munhu akaita huri hwake rinenge ratovagamba, haasungwi. Kana akasungwa ndezvekungoenda kweusiku huviri wobuda, haapiwe sentence yekuti anogara mujeri kwenguva yakareba zvichienderana nemhosva yaanenge apara.
Thank you so much, Mr. Magu. He's saying the government is just hiding behind their finger, claiming that sanctions are the main problem, but they are doing luxurious things, buying luxurious cars, managing to send people to countries like China for medication and all that, seeking medical attention. So he's saying, I think they need to do much more better. But in that case, Mr. Magu, in English, we saw a statement from Amnesty International, and they are saying that as he enters his second year in office, the president has the opportunity to start on a fresh slate by immediately taking steps to ensure that his government ends the escalating attacks on human rights and impunity for human rights violations. And they urge him to build a Zimbabwe that is a culture of respect for human rights and all these human rights for everyone. Do you see President Mnangagwa taking this advice?
I don't think he has the ability to implement that advice, even if he is willing to do so. One, from the way I read things, the president, he does not have absolute power. Some of the things that are happening in the country are not entirely of his own making. We know that power was handed over to him by the military, and the military remains a very, very important factor in the politics of Zimbabwe. Number two, ZANU-PF has long transformed itself into a terrorist organization, which he operates through terror. And these terror cells, they are all over the country. So, and it's the reason why the party has sustained itself in power. It's through state.
Thank you so much, Mr. Makuu. Sorry, we are out of time, Mr. Makuu. We have to end it there. We thank our guests this evening, Mr. Tabang Nare, Mr. Farah Makuu, and Mr. Joseph Chuma. Signing off with Skip Stube in Washington, D.C. Good night, Zimbabwe.
Neni jonga kandemiri ndichitenda mose makwanisa kupinda muchirongwa nemi makundikana toti rambai muripo chirongwa ndechenyu murara zvakanaka.